Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregor Manorino, Tuesday, June 17, 2025, pre-market report. Right off the bat, there are reports of ships on fire in the Strait of Hormuz. They're chalking this up to some kind of navigational error. Apparently, ships collided. How about potentially these ships were attacked deliberately? It's amazing because right here, this is in your inbox right now, and I mention the Strait of Hormuz right in this. I finished it very late last night. I want you guys and girls to have this. It's in your inbox right now. If you do subscribe to my newsletter, please take advantage of this, people, because this is huge. You know, look, man, war is not going to stop. The war that was supposed to end on day one, we're talking about the Russia-Ukraine war, it is raging. And now we have a new war. This one between Israel and Iran. This is deeper, and we're going to discuss why that is. So let's do that here. So, you know, just real quick on the markets, you got a little knee-jerk reaction into the dollar this morning, a little knee-jerk into the debt market. This is fear. You got stock futures lower pretty much across the board, nothing overly dramatic. You got gold flat, silver catching a bit, of course, crude oil getting a bit higher. You got cryptocurrencies under pressure as well. That's the setup for the market this morning. But I want to really cut into this, especially in light of a potential shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz. This would rock. Really, the whole entire world would feel that. And the ramifications are tremendous. It's kind of like flustering me right now. But I'm going to cover all that right here. I mean, it's an amazing thing that I just talked about it, and here we go. So anyway, guys, listen. Title: The Fiat System Collapse. The Bond Market Will Break. Full breakdown. Let's do this. So, Lions, this new war will likely not stay contained. And proof positive right here. If, in fact, this wasn't a navigational error in the Strait of Hormuz over here, and these ships were attacked, what does that tell you? Where is this going? This is not contained. So let's move forward. They're going to tell you it's contained like they always do. It's a lie. It's a deception. This is way bigger than they're allowing you to know. So, Lions, this new war will likely not stay contained. This is not a border conflict. It's the front end of a multi-theater confrontation. Now, let's break all this down. I don't want to sound overly dramatic here, but look. You guys and girls are free to disagree with all or part of this, but I put a lot of work into this. I was on this for hours. Let's break it all down here. This is not just geopolitical. This is prophetic, historical, and spiritual. Why? Iran and Israel represent two opposing spiritual and ideological kingdoms, and those forces do not compromise. This war carries generational weight, and men will die to preserve what they believe is divine right. Does that sound correct to you? Because it is. Of course it does. You can't make this stuff up. It's unfreaking believable. It's very frightening, the situation that we are in. Too many stakeholders with hidden hands. Yes, including the United States. The United States is watching and waiting, but already involved, although the United States is not involved. That's what the media is telling you, okay? Through weapons, intelligence, and warships. As you read this, look this up for yourself. The United States is sending a large amount of military assets into the region as they show up support for Israel. Russia is quietly moving pieces as well as it maintains deep ties with Iran. China, on the other hand, is calculating opportunity in oil, in currency, and global leverage. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Turkey, all walking tightropes right now, all watching for the moment to either support or strike. This is a war of dominoes. A single wrong move pulls half the planet in. Are we on the same page so far? Check this out. The Strait of Hormuz. Ships on fire right now. If Iran truly pushes back and closes the Strait of Hormuz, world oil supply is hit overnight. prices skyrocket, military responses ignite. That move alone could drag multiple nations into a hot war on the dollar and markets. If this Middle East conflict escalates beyond containment, and it already may be, expect to see the dollar will initially spike as a safe haven. Capital will flee risky markets and rush into U.S. dollar-denominated assets, bonds, T-bills, and of course the dollar itself. But once energy prices spike and the conflict threatens global trade routes, Strait of Hormuz, Red Sea, Gulf of Oman, the dollar's purchasing power will be exposed. And if Iran forces oil settlements in yuan or gold or broader, you would expect to see a broader dollar de-dollarization move accelerate. Trust in the dollar could collapse faster than it did in 08. Short term, dollar up. Mid to long term, dollar crisis ensues. Stock markets, extreme volatility, and a wave of sell-off. Major indices like the S&P 500 could experience severe drops. Oil and energy, violent spikes. If Iran moves to disrupt the Strait of Hormuz, here again, which carries 20% of the world's oil supply, expect oil to surge well past $120, maybe even to $150 a barrel within days. Energy stocks would spike. The effect would be consumer energy shock and, of course, panic triggering inflation panic. Gold and silver, true safe haven flight. Gold will move rapidly through resistance, and silver, in my opinion, will lead the way. This is where the wealth transfer begins for those holding real assets. Debt market meltdown, bonds, chaos in yields. Treasury yields may drop in the short term. We're already seeing a little drop this morning, okay, on this these potential ships that are on fire in the street right now. Okay, so treasury yields may drop and will drop and are dropping right now. A short term as capital seeks shelter, and I fully expect that this will happen initially, and it may be right now. But if energy and inflation spiral, which they will in this situation, bond yields will spike out of fear. And fear and greed are the two drivers of this entire freaking freak show. Fear is stronger. Bond yields will spike out of fear, and an uncontrolled sell-off will ensue. The bond market will break. Full credit market paralysis. What have I been saying for 10 years? Expect the system to lock up. Expect a credit freeze. Let's move forward. Bond yields are used to price everything. I and I have spoken about this for over 10 years. From mortgages and businesses loans to derivatives and sovereign swaps. A sudden spike causes valuation chaos, making refusers, causing lenders refuse to lend. Corporate credit seizes up. Companies can't roll over debt or buy back shares or make payroll. This is a credit freeze, but this would go through the entire system. No transactions. It all stops. Liquidity drain and margin calls. Asset managers and banks holding leveraged bond positions face margin calls. Forced selling spreads into stocks, real estate, and commodities. Massive liquidity drain begins. System-wide lockup. Interbank lending collapses, just like in 08. But what did the Fed do? They started capital injections into the system. That did unlock the system, but this time is different. Short-term funding markets like repo and commercial paper fail to function. Even solvent institutions can't access capital, so they will begin to fail as well. This is a full-on system collapse and a credit freeze. Central banks, last resort. Sound familiar to you? Central banks, last resort. The Fed, ECB, and others will slash rates instantly back to zero or even negative. President Trump will scream for negative rates as he did during his last tenure like you would not believe, and it will happen. The central banks will buy everything, QE on steroids, not just bonds, but stocks, corporate debt, maybe even housing. And of course, the markets will freeze and halt trading. Confidence death spiral. Expect a flight to hard assets, gold, land, commodities, even barter. The fiat system collapsed. This is hyperinflationary in the end. And anyone telling you different has no idea what they're talking about. Because the only way to fix the problem, I am joking around, is to print more debt to solve a debt crisis. That's all our illustrious leaders know. And this is all going to bring about an entirely new system. People, problem, reaction, solution. Do you really believe that anything you're seeing right now, and I mean anything, this is just by accident that Israel needed to attack Iran right now, and President Trump already warning of a fire from the sky unlike anything that has ever been seen in the history of the world on Iran. Do you see the players here? Is it clear to you yet, or you still just can't see it? If you can't see it, then honestly, you are completely lost and totally blind. I really believe that this outlines it very well, everything that you need to know, okay? So people, go over to your inbox right now and check it. It's in there. Share it. Get it out there. You got something out of this video? Okay, great. I hope you did. Please share it. Please get it out there. None of this is by accident. There's not one single thing that is by accident. I and I are being thrust into this thing to lead us into more chains of slavery. We're going to a digital system. Everybody knows that they're going to collapse the current system to bring about a system of maximum control. The only question is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to sit back and suck your thumb off? Or are you actually going to share the video? You're going to get it out there. You're going to let people hear this. You're going to start talking about this yourself. Let's see where this goes, people, because I'm telling you, if this is true, that ships are actually on fire right now, and they're already chalking it up to a navigational error. Oh, these ships collided. Well, hold on a minute. What brought about a navigational error? Was it possibly some kind of a electronic attack on these ships? Either way, it's an attack. Or was it really just an accident? Or were these ships actually hit by missiles? We're never going to know the truth because it's a lie. It's all a lie. War is a lie. Are we on the same page? Many, many people are dying already and will continue to die. And let me tell you something, Jah is watching. I love all of you from the heart with all I got. Please share this stuff. I want to hear from you as well. Greg, you got it right? You're totally freaking wrong. Let me know, all right? I am willing to learn. I'll see all of you later. At least I hope so. I'm having some work done on my house. 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. See ya.